Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Michael Van Tool. This is the Michael Van Tool Show podcast here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Sunday morning at 9, just earlier these days because of the election activity. We'll go back to our normal 9 o'clock schedule starting on August 14th. All right, the Sunday morning team, or at least a couple of us are here already. Let me go down the list. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning, Missionary, and good morning, Detroit.
Yes, and at some point, Missionary Humphrey and I will connect later today at one of the churches, I think on my third stop. But it's going to be, you know, it's a big weekend. It's a big election. The primary is Tuesday. And I'll be, of course, working as a chairperson for my precinct 349 on the west side of Detroit. That's a long day. I got to be there at 5 in the morning. And I usually don't pull back into the driveway until sometime around 1 o'clock in the morning. It's worth it because this is how our country runs. And I'd rather we vote than a coup. I'd rather we vote than rioting and looting. You know, this is still the best way to run a country in the world. So I appreciate being here. Yes. I was listening to the Praise Network this morning, and of course we had our guest was Missionary was on with me this morning. And our guest was Wayne County Sheriff Raphael Washington. And we had a good, lively conversation, much more livelier than I am now, I tell you. What a difference, a Sunday morning makes on the last Sunday before the election. Let me thank a few of our sponsors because if it wasn't, let me tell you, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, once people get do a radio show, they'll realize the cost involved, you know, every time you get on the air, there is a charge, there is a fee.
Yes, for everything.
Even when you do a podcast, you still got to pay for the podcast.
Right.
Now, you know, you might get some free deals, freebies every now and then, but it's going to cost you, because you have to get your equipment, you have to get your guests. There's built-in costs. And same thing for radio. It's expensive, and you do need sponsors. So I do appreciate it. If it wasn't for my sponsors, I tell you, I could not do this. So I need to give a shout out to the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. Since 2019, has supported the Michael Van Tool Show and, of course, Community Highlights. And Attorney Johnny Hawkins is known as the Warrior Lawyer. He is a personal injury specialist. And, you know, he gave me some information, but I added some more. Now that I've known him for a few years, I added that he cares. I added that he fights, that he's sincere, that he is honest, and he's sincerely concerned about what you're dealing with every day. And that's why you call him, because he knows that you have faith and confidence that he can help you get through whatever you're going through. And not only does he help you with personal injury, but he also helps you with wills and estates, probate, too. So here's the number. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, 248-567-9990, 248-567-990. And then Benjamin Brothers Realty, our newest sponsor. I want to thank CEO and President Keith Benjamin for the support of the program. You know, they can take you, and Kimberly, I've heard so many people say they want to do this over the years. This is like right up there. This is right up there with doing a hair salon, you know, a restaurant. People want a bar, club. They want to buy properties, fix it up, and sell them. It sounds great, you know. Benjamin Brothers even have a theme: find them, fix them, flip them. You know, catch. But you have to know what you're doing. And when people jump into this without the proper training, without the proper backing, without any financing, they come crumbling down because they didn't do it the right way. So what Benjamin Brothers does is train you through the process, and they even provide assistance for you so that you can have that capital to purchase, because you need the money to buy these places. And where people, a lot of people mess up is when it's time to fix the property. If you don't know what you're doing, see, some people are successful because sometimes they do the fixing themselves. Those are great for people who know how to do that. But then what if you don't? You got to make sure and find people that can do it for the right price and that knows what they're doing. So Benjamin Brothers will put you in a program to help you to learn how to buy and sell, how to do real estate investing, how you can do things for yourself, and do something that big companies and big families have done all these years, and that is create generational wealth, so that not only will this generation, but your next generation and your family, it will have that wealth. It's already there. It's nothing like property, I tell you. Nothing like investing in property. You'll never lose on it. You'll never lose with property. Here's the number for Benjamin Brothers, 331-248-7120, 331-248-7120 for Benjamin Brothers. And they provided that music earlier, that God's Been Good to Me. That little track got a little old school vibe to it. It's Keith Benjamin, Carl Chapman, Chrissy, and Sue Lucas. That's who's on that track. So that's a nice little lively track.
It's a great upbeat track. I like to listen to it every time you play it.
And I also like their commercial, the find them, fix them, flip them thing. That wakes me up in the morning. Yes, it does. let me talk about a couple of organizations real quickly. LLS.org recently. I've signed up with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Michigan to be an ambassador for them. Make an impact in the fight to cure blood cancers. Go to LLS.org or just call toll-free 1-800-955-4572. That's 1-800-955-4572. And Kimberly, one thing I wanted to do with LLF, and that is, you know, they asked me, Mike, why did you decide to work with us? I said, because I don't want to fall into a trap where you only work for an organization if a family or a friend or yourself, like heart disease. Why can't I mm-hmm. help heart patients? Why do I have to have a heart disease myself? Do I have to have a family member? AIDS. Why mm-hmm. can't I assist with an AIDS organization? Do I have to have AIDS myself, or do a family member have to have, you know, we can do it just because we want to make a difference. And that's why I decided to mm-hmm. work with LLS, because I don't have anybody that I know that has one of the blood cancers that I know of. I don't mm-hmm. have a blood cancer, but I didn't want to fall into that trap, you know, about only working with an organization because somehow I needed to, you know. And I think mm-hmm. I want to try to lead an example and show other people that you can, if God placed it upon your heart to help with an organization or some people, you know, the homeless, just go ahead and help. Mm-hmm. There's nothing stopping you. Just because you are not homeless doesn't mean that you can't help the homeless. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know the other organization.
And the need will always be there. The need will always be there. The need is great for everything.
Mm-hmm. It will always be there, yes. And of course, another organization near and dear to both of us, and that is Franklin Wright Settlement.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Franklin Wright really reminds me of the work that the Salvation Army does. These two organizations are right up there for me. But Franklin Wright, mm-hmm. This morning on the Praise Network, I was talking about a lot of the programs for youth at Franklin Wright. And that is like, not, you know, it's a strength of Franklin Wright, you know, the after-school enrichment program, summer enrichment, the annual college tour, early childhood development, the teen center, the youth success academy, you know, programs like these serve so many youths who may not have the basics that we take for granted. And Franklin Wright's been doing this for like 140 years. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. The dedicated and committed staff works hard every day, not only to make sure that children are taken care of, but to enrich their lives in hopes of a brighter future. I got a chance to go down there recently to the Charlevoix Center, and looking at some of the work and the improvements, and it is really taking shape. You know, they put the new steps in, the basement, the bowling alley, the basement, you know, is it all in? I know there's plans to do a little historical, like, museum-type thing. They got a garden plan, mm-hmm. A little outdoor space garden plan coming up probably in the next year or so. So many things. What is it that got you involved in Franklin Wright, Kimberly?
You know, for me, it was watching the organization reach out to the community. And me, like myself, just like you, Michael, you're always looking for what can I do? What can I do to give back? And I noticed that from working with the city and a variety of nonprofit organizations, anytime there was a need in the community, I could always look to Franklin Wright to fill that need. And so when the opportunity came to sit on the board, it was quite an honor for me personally, because I thought, wow, I get to serve on the organization that I talk about quite a bit to the community. When somebody said, well, you know, I need this, or I'm looking for this, you know of an organization that can help me, and you can connect them with that organization. And throughout my time on the board, I've been able to passionately, you know, sit in certain spaces, talk about the organization, help benefit the organization, and still connect people to it and still watch them provide that service. I think about during COVID, while people have been in pandemic mode where kids have had to go through virtual learning, people have had to work remotely from home, that we can't forget that our first responders, our first line of defense against COVID, so our hospital workers, our teachers, our firemen, our policemen, all those different types of people needed childcare, stay home from work. They had to go into the office. And sometimes we don't think about, well, what happens with their children? Franklin Wright was one of those people, was one of those organizations, excuse me, that was there to offer child care. They were still offering meals and food and supplies for babies and formula to families. They were still providing energy assistance to communities. So many different things, and we can go on. And now they have, they've always had therapy, but now they're the access area that is accessible to receive this has grown more. And so it just continues to show you how the impact of Franklin is growing and the good work that they're actually doing. So I am just proud to be part of the board and able to just speak so positively of all the great work that they do.
Yes, and I heard, I hear a lot of little tidbits about Franklin Wright over the years, and I didn't know that it was one of those few places that, that would help Black families during those cruel days, you know, over the past 100 years when we were denied access to many places, and one of those safe places to go was Franklin Wright, and it's just got such a rich rich history. Yes, yes. I turned up my volume a little bit, so I hope I'm sounding a lot clearer now. I just want to mention that we do have the rest of the Sunday morning team, and as they chime in, I'll click them in. But I just want to mention Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. I was able to attend Greater Pentecostal last Sunday. Had a great time again. You know, I can't believe how I live near Redford, you know, like Plymouth and Telegraph. And do you know, it's, I've been able to get to Greater Pentecostal, which is near Grosse Pointe Park. I mean, the complete opposite end of town. There got to be 1,000 churches on my way in that direction. I end up at Greater Pentecostal more than any other church right now. I just can't understand.
Wow.
All I'm saying is just that's just God, because, you know, there's the nearest church to me is about a block away, and I have not been there. There's a church like maybe about one or two blocks from me, and I've been to Greater Pentecostal many times. I've been to Greater Pentecostal more than any other church this year, I'll put it that way. And it's clear across town. I don't get it. I don't understand. But, hey, if, you know, God has driven me there. He's put me there.
He sure has.
And then Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst and home care advocate. I'm sure she's having a great morning, working, probably busy this morning. And then, of course, Chaplain Stephen Cathy from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association that rounds out the team. Of course, Missionary Humphrey, she was on with me on the Praise Network this morning. So I just wanted to make sure we got everybody, got a little shout out for everybody on the team this morning. Okay. If you'd like your company to join the list of companies supporting the Michael Van Tool Show, Community Highlights, here's the number to call, and you can get your company name right here with us, 248-516-8300. All right, when we take a break, we'll come back with news and weather right after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. called Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
It's a member of the Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them dripping with style. Got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you want to do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive. It's such a financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that
all right, we're back. My name is Michael Van Tool. I'm here with Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor. Kimberly, I got to make this announcement. Mrs. Van Tool has retired from the city of Detroit after 35 years.
She is so happy.
She is so happy this morning, and it hasn't hit her yet because the first work day will be tomorrow. And so normally she would be getting up to go to work. And this is the first time in 35 years, actually, I think in most of her life, she's been working, and now she will have freedom. And I told one of her coworkers who had already retired, he's been retired for a few years now, I said, she needs a retirement counselor to help her deal with this newfound freedom. And so after 35 years in the Human Resources Department, she's retired, and the mayor sent a letter. The deputy mayor was there and congratulated her. So did the head of the HR department and all of her many friends and family. It was on the 13th floor of the city-county building Friday at noon. So we had a nice little luncheon program for her retirement, and she is so happy. I guess we'll be posting some pictures on social media this week, but just wanted to mention, and her name is Brenda. You know, I call her Mrs. Van Tool, but Brenda Van Tool, congratulations for 35 years
at
the City of Detroit HR Department. Yes. So let's see how she, and then at the, when I gave my little speech, and at the end I said, let me make it easy for you. If you're trying to reach her on Monday, anytime after Monday, if you're trying to reach her, let me make it easy for you. I'll tell you where she's going to be. So I read off a list. It includes Scotland, Ireland, Australia, Virgin Islands, Bermuda, right. Mm-hmm. And so I told them, just, call me and I'll make sure and get the message. But I'm sure she's going to be traveling. As far as I know, she already has got two things on the horizon for this year. Maybe not as far as Scotland, but she's got things planned already. Yes. All right.
Good for her.
Yes. Let me go to some news here. I was surprised to read this, according to Reuters, the French news agency. The Cuban capital of Havana will begin electricity blackouts in August. They've canceled the carnival, and they're taking other measures as the country's energy crisis worsens. The state media reported on Saturday the capital, home to a fifth of the population. There are 11.2 million people in Cuba. Of course, most of them are in Havana. They have been spared daily outages of 4 or more hours that the rest of the island has endured for months. The blackouts have sparked a few small local protests this summer, and a year ago in July fueled a day of unprecedented unrest across the country as discontent boiled over. For now, a schedule of power outages will mean each of Havana's six municipalities will have its electricity cut every 3 days during a peak midday hours, according to the local Communist Party Daily, which reported on a meeting of local authorities. It's unfortunate to begin to have blackouts like that. The story of Kentucky is just devastated. More rain to strike in already drenched and devastated eastern Kentucky as the region remains in search and rescue mode after the fatal flooding. Apparently, even I heard that now this article that I'm reading said 25, I think I heard this morning, now 26 people have died from the floods. In Kentucky, and the forecast is for more rain. So a flood watch is in effect through at least Monday morning for parts of southern and eastern Kentucky, where between 1 and 2 inches of rain could fall Sunday afternoon. Wow. They've already seen devastating, flooding, and you just wonder, you know, how does this happen in this country? I just can't believe it. I just cannot believe that the flooding can happen here. You would think that we have things in place in a warning system. And what happened, do you just sit there and it happens? You know, obviously it must have been very sudden and the water just comes rushing in. But I guess the frustration that I'm having, because it's like 26 people lost their life. And, you know, I just imagine if I lived there, I would be, you wish that somebody could do something about this or to prevent it. Anyway, yes, I tell you, if you notice, many popular items are under lock and key at your local big box stores. Everyday items such as perfume, colognes, deodorant, toothpaste, dishwash detergent, and aluminum foil are locked behind supply cases and glass windows. Walgreens and Rite Aid have said that the problem of organized retail crime, rings of criminals that steal products from stores and then often resell them online, are causing them to lock up more and more. It's a widespread problem in many cities, but it's also a growing irritation for shoppers and a source of frustration for some store employees who must walk around with a thick set of keys. You know, I went to Walmart the other day, and it took them so long, I just left. I left.
You get tired of waiting, yes.
Yeah. CVS, same thing. And I stopped going. Right now, I just go to Meijer. Because right now, Meijer still has colognes available on the shelf for you to test
or
and pick up.
Or deodorant, toothpaste, lotion, just to go to Rite Aid, just to get lotion. It's behind the lock and key.
They got to find the person with the keys, because everybody doesn't have a key. Of course, everybody's not going to have a key. Then they got to find the person with the key. And they're always doing something else. The person with the key is running a register. Come on now. The person with the key is way across the store. It's so inconvenient.
Right.
They've got to find a better way to handle this. They've got to find a better way to handle this. Even if they have a code or something, I don't know. Do one of those. You know how they have a code and then tomorrow there's a new code. I'm just brainstorming.
But then somebody would forget the code because in my neighborhood in Northwest Detroit, the issue is everyone wants the cards and key fobs. And so apparently, and everyone in my neighborhood, not everyone, but a lot of people have cameras on their homes. And so now we've learned there are device scramble codes and scramble camera feeds. So whether you have the Ring camera or, you know, something else that you bought or ADT or whatever, the security company, they have something that can scramble the feed. So when they're trying to do something they don't want anybody to see, it's knocking the feed out. So you don't actually have picture.
Oh.
So I don't know, Michael. I did hear. It's scary.
Is that what I heard? I heard, I you know how they do those teaser headlines on the radio or TV, you know, like, you know, coming up at 11, you know. And I heard that there was a issue now with Ring. And maybe that was it, that they can disable the camera?
Yes. With some, I don't know what the device is, but some type of, because before last year, while we were still deep in the pandemic, they were hacking into the Ring, and they've done that for a while now, where we've seen video where you'll have someone who's at home, especially if it's a child, and all of a sudden someone will start talking to them through their Ring camera. They've been able to do that, just like they've been able to hack smart TVs. But now there's some device that they can use specifically for, I guess, outdoor camera feeds. I don't know how it works, but it's something that they can use to scramble. It's just like when you go to the gas station to the pump. You're not supposed to put your card into the actual gas pump because you got to check to see if it has that little reader in it. You know, there are people that take that scammer device and slide it into where the reader goes, and then you slide your card in, not realize, because this happened to me, not realizing that that's a scam, that someone's stealing your information, and then you just think it's a regular card reader, and they've stolen all your information. And the next thing you know, your bank account gets hit with charges, and, you know, of course, how that goes, you got to go and deal with that. So, you know, it is frustrating to shop and everything is behind lock and key. I don't know what they
And I don't get all those expensive colognes. I'll just get something just for day to day, you know, and usually
TVS.
Usually what the kind of, and I don't want to, I hope people don't, you know, be like, wow, he sure does wear cheap stuff. But, you know, I usually get some for like $20 or less. You know, now if I'm going out somewhere fancy or something, I have some other stuff. But I'm talking about day to day. So don't, you people, don't talk about me just because I get, you know, cologne for less than $20 and giving away my secrets and stuff. But, yes, I do day to day. And I get them right off the shelf at Meijer's. And, you know, that's how I do it. So, all right. Kimberly, what's the weather? What's going on? It's warm already.
It is warm already. It is currently 66. It is beautiful and sunny. It is expected today to be mostly sunny with a high of 87 and a low of 66. Tomorrow, though, bring your umbrellas out. It will be scattered thunderstorms with a high of 88 and a low of 65. We could expect to see some very strong storms tomorrow. The big concern is strong damaging winds. So we have to be on the lookout for that. On Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 83, a low of 66. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a return to the heat, a high of 92 and a low of 76. And on Thursday, more scattered thunderstorms return. So watch out again for winds on Thursday, strong damaging winds. A high
Thursday
of 95. Thursday too, a high of 95 and a low of 74. And on Friday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 91 with a low of 69. And next Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 92 and a low of 70. And that's the weather.
You know what? I heard a rumor from one of the stations that it's very, there's a possibility that sometime from Thursday to Sunday, this coming week, that there is a possibility that we can top out at 100 or more, that these are conservative mm-hmm. figures this weekend. I guess they don't want to say mm-hmm. it yet, but the mm-hmm. it's likely one of those days it may go up to triple digits right here in Detroit. So we'll see, but obviously it could happen, because you said one day it's already going to be what, 90? What's the highest so far?
95, and that's on Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see. We are in the middle of summer now. This is it. This is it.
Yes, we are. This is it.
All right, Kimberly, I'm going to take a break and turn it over to you. I know you've got something prepared for us, and just wanted to see what you've been working on.
Okay. So, I have a feel-good article. I also, for the last month, because this is July, we have been working on the topic of joy in our podcast. And we've been talking about joy in physical fitness. We were talking about joy in our mental health. We also talked about a very important topic this past month about pedophilia and sexual abuse, especially the dark fame that comes from celebrities such as R. Kelly and other celebrities like Harvey Weinstein. Why is it that we give them a second chance, or that path where we don't necessarily believe them, and then when the information comes out, everyone is so shocked? And I was explaining that when I was at Essence in June, early part of July, which is in New Orleans every year, and Ron Isley came on the stage. And for those that are fans of the Isley Brothers, many know that only a couple of them are still living. Mm-hmm. And he came out and he performed one of his hit songs with R. Kelly. And the energy in the audience, because they would have different surprise guests, you could tell that people were expecting R. Kelly to come out. Yeah. And me and my girlfriend, we both said, R. Kelly's in jail. He's not coming out.
Did they not put two and two together? Like, this is 2022. He's in jail for 30 years.
Was just sentenced. But so I have a great therapist and psychologist who is very knowledgeable, and she talked about the connection that people have to celebrities, and we did talk about celebrity. And I said, you know, what's interesting to me is that, you know, if it's Bill Cosby, if it's Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, Harvey Weinstein, Donald Trump, any of these people, and you talk about the allegations of sexual abuse, whether it's pedophilia or something else, people will make excuses. So I know people will say about R. Kelly, but his music. And I always tell people can be gifted in many things, but then be terrible people. And, you know, I even referenced Bill Cosby. I said, you know, I still struggle with that whole case, not because of the number of people, but because of the number of people that we found out that actually lied, that for whatever reason, it seemed like they just were giving a story to be part of it, and then it turned out that that part wasn't true. And that always bothered me, because there's enough women there to say that something happened. When you look at Michael Jackson, you know, he went through, what was it, two trials, and all these allegations, and it was always that he was found not guilty, but people won't let it go. And I'm not saying that he did do something or he didn't. I have no idea what actually happened. There were some strange things and some strange behaviors that we normally would not do. But Michael Jackson was a different type of a person. I don't believe he ever had a childhood. And so he was trying to be a child as an adult, which may sound strange to us. But when you have that type of money, life is different for people. And again, I'm not making excuses for it. But just really talking about having joy in your life, because as you just talked about from the news articles, Michael, having a blackout in your home during the peak of summer, you're on a tropical island, that's not comfortable.
Heat.
How do you work? How do you keep your home cool? How do you make sure that your food is maintained? There's many different things. It's not just about, well, I can't watch TV for 3 or 4 hours. No, maybe I am a diabetic and I need to make sure that my medicine stays at a certain temperature. How do I do that if there's a blackout at a certain time? Or I'm a person who's on oxygen and I need to have my temperature kept at a certain level so that I can maintain composure and it doesn't do anything to the oxygen or it doesn't make me sick. Because some people can't take a lot of heat, and some people, you know, have other issues that if heat is a concern for them, that it does something to their condition. So it's a lot of different things. And you and I have traveled quite a bit, and we've been in places where the power is going on. They're like, oh, it's a rolling blackout. And you're just like, oh, okay, well, we're going to dinner. You're going to curl your hair. You better go curl your hair or what have you. But that's minor compared to other things that are going on.
At least I know I forget sometimes the heat. I don't mind heat, and I can handle up to 90 sometimes, no problem. I will be outside even at 90, 95. I think once it gets over 90, it becomes uncomfortable for me. There are many people for different reasons that the heat, even when it gets up to in the upper 80s, 85, 80 degrees, hot and sunny, that's too much for some people. Everybody has different tolerances. And sometimes that heat, I look forward to when you do the weather, I look forward to see, how many days are we going to go up to, past 85, 90. And I'm excited about it because that's a nice, warm, sunny day, summer day for me.
It is.
But for some people, it's like problems. It's the beginning of problems.
Yes.
And they're like, no, I can't do 90. I can't do 87, hot and sunny, with the sun out. That really impacts their breathing. They could go, it could be heat stroke. It's different. And, thank God it doesn't bother me at the moment, but I got to realize that it does bother some people when these temperatures go up high like that.
Absolutely. You had mentioned Kentucky, and when I was in New Orleans, I got an opportunity to take a tour while I was there. I went to a plantation, it was the Whitney Plantation. If you guys have a desire to learn about what plantation life was like from the perception of the enslaved, that is where you want to go. They do an amazing job of explaining the story. You get an opportunity to see where slave quarters are. You see how the slave plantation operates, the different things that it produces, and the terrible things that happen there. It was really a great educational opportunity. While I was on the way there, there was a tour that I was on that was in conjunction with the plantation, and I got a chance to see where the flood zone was in New Orleans, Michael. And let me just tell you where the gentleman took us, and he said this is where the waters were. He took us to this high point on this bridge. No one would survive that. No one. I really can't even explain it. And then he showed us the piping system that they have. And so I'm thinking about that while you were talking about Kentucky. And I'm like, wow. I mean, here in Michigan, you know, or pretty much anywhere in the United States, think about a place on the freeway, the highway, where there's an overpass, and you're sitting on top of the overpass, and there's water that completely submerges the freeway. And, Michael, we've seen that here. We've seen that. And sometimes cars have been unlucky and, you know, have stalled or have driven into for whatever reason because they thought they could get through the water and they haven't. But imagine when it's your home, it's your neighborhood, and people, and I've seen some of the images where people are just sitting on their roof waiting for someone with their dog, with their children.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's what happened in Kentucky. There were some people mm-hmm. that ended up on the roofs, too. Now, that place where mm-hmm. you went in New Orleans, was that the water line when Katrina came through?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they showed us the levees while we were on this tour. We got a chance to see where the Corps of Engineers, the levees, and they talked about how they've strengthened it, and they said it should not happen again. But he drove us over this bridge, and he said – there was an area off to our right, he said, where you see the top part of the overpass. He said that's how high the water went. And we all gasped because we were like, wow, that's taller than someone's house. Wow. So the pictures that we see, so for people who think, you know, it's not that bad or it's just flooding and you don't really connect that it's devastating, no, the one of the most dangerous destructive forces on the planet is water. And water can knock something down. It can flood it. And that means that everything is lost, not just your clothes or toys, but think about pictures and artwork and jewelry and anything that you decide
yes.
that you want to pass down to your children or your grandmother passed down to you. It's
yes.
destroyed, and not everything
water.
Can be restored. There are some
right.
great commercials that show that, but not everything can be.
Water can is so destructive. Water is,
mm-hmm.
is, and I think that's what catches
mm-hmm.
a lot of people off guard. You know, I happen to be able
mm-hmm.
to swim. I could swim. You can dump me, but you can dump me into any body of water. I mean, you can throw me off the side of a
mm-hmm.
ship. I'll be okay. What the problem is the current that pulls you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to be careful of. You can be the greatest swimmer in the world, but if you don't have the strength to counteract the current, and then you
mm-hmm.
can't be out there too long because you will, you know. And of course, you got sharks and
you
all that
tired.
Other stuff
mm-hmm.
out there,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's not
mm-hmm.
just sharks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up on an island.
It's
so
crocodiles.
There's
alligators and crocodiles.
Yeah, true. And then there are other creatures in the sea that,
yes.
You know, that can. Get to you, not
mm-hmm.
just sharks.
Mm-hmm.
There's many other sea creatures
right.
that can, you know, do stuff.
Snakes.
That snakes. I'm
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of a couple of things that they. It's almost like stingrays. Those stingrays.
Yes.
They can
mm-hmm.
fire
mm-hmm.
a stingray into you. And there's
yep.
just so many things. I don't know the technical name for it, but there's sea eggs. You step on one, and those tentacles,
mm-hmm.
those
like
spikes,
a sea urchin.
Get,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they get all into
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's those jellyfish. Oh my God,
mm-hmm.
jellyfish! They can
mm-hmm.
sting you. You can
mm-hmm.
die from jellyfish stings. There's so much,
mm-hmm.
but you know, but all these. Dangers in the water, and you know, there is global warming, and the
yes.
Ice caps are melting on
yes,
this planet,
are.
And
mm-hmm.
the water, the glaciers are melting, ice is melting, and that's what's building up. So you know, people can deny it all they want, but we're
mm-hmm.
dealing with the effects of global warming on a day-to-day basis. And I don't know what people that don't believe in this, do they see the before and after pictures of the North Pole of Antarctica? I mean, you could see
yes.
that there is less
mm-hmm.
and less ice, that there's more greenery now, mm-hmm. you know, but we're gonna pay for it. We're gonna pay for it at some point. I know we went off a little off track here.
It's okay. Bring us back.
Yep.
But water levels are rising across
mm-hmm.
the world.
Yes.
And Venice, which is on my bucket list, I want to see it before it's flooded. That's mm-hmm. one of their concerns in Venice. The city is sinking. And they're like, we don't know how much longer it's really going to be around. Not that it's going to be gone tomorrow, but in the next 50 to 100 years, it may not exist. Mm-hmm. And so think about that. That's a whole
And things are happening so fast now. It could be before 50 years.
Right.
You know?
It could be 30 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Things are happening at a fantastic rate right now. Yep. Yes.
But let me share my feel-good article because, you know,
okay.
I got to make sure that we
yep.
stay healthy. So
yes.
7 healthy habits can almost have That means cut in half our risk of dying from stroke and protect against Alzheimer's. So, Michael, so now that Miss Brenda Van Tool is retired, you got to do some of these things with her.
Okay.
So 7 healthy okay. habits that can almost halve people's risk of suffering a life-threatening stroke, according to new research. They include being active. That means walking, running, doing some type of exercise each and every day. Eating better. I know we love our steaks, our cheeseburgers, whatever it is, but you need to eat healthier. Losing weight, 10 pounds, can make a difference. Quitting smoking and maintaining normal blood pressure. The others are controlling cholesterol and reducing blood sugar. They have been dubbed Life Simple 7 and also protect against heart disease and Alzheimer's. And as we grow older, Alzheimer's is like a big thing, and a lot of people are trying to figure out how do you protect yourself from that. Lead author Professor Miriam Fornage of Texas University in Houston said their study confirmed modifying lifestyle risk factors can even offset a genetic risk of stroke. Cardiovascular diseases, including strokes, are the world's biggest cause of death globally. So cardiovascular disease is the biggest cause of death around the world. Fornage and colleagues tracked around 11,500 people in the U.S. aged 45 to 64 for an average of 28 years. Participants were given a stroke polygenic risk score based on blood tests that identified mutations linked to the condition. Those who scored highest and had the worst cardiovascular health had the highest lifetime risk of 25%. But for those who had practiced Life Simple 7, It fell by 30 to 45% regardless of their level of genetic risk. It added up to nearly 6 more years of stroke-free life for the 6% of cases that occurred in this group. The American Heart Association put together the checklist of 7 factors for optimal heart health. The findings in the Journal of American Heart Association offers hope for a possible screening program. We can use genetic information to determine who is a higher risk and encourage them to adopt a healthy cardiovascular lifestyle, such as following the American Heart Association's Life Simple 7, to lower that risk and live a longer, healthier life, said Professor Fornage. Strokes happen, and when a vessel is either blocked or burst, cutting off blood supply to parts of the brain. Almost 800,000 people in the U.S. are struck down each year, and 137 die. Stroke reduces mobility in more than half of survivors aged 65 and older, but it also occurs in younger adults. In fact, almost 4 in 10 hospitalized patients are under the age of 65. So the Life Simple 7, being active, eating better, losing weight, quitting smoking, and maintaining normal blood pressure is very important to protect against our health.
Well, at least we can do some things to head that off and prepare to fight against it. So thanks for sharing that. All right, we got about 6 minutes to go. I know the rest of the team are going to wake up and they're going to be trying to log on in about 7 minutes as we're going off. They're going to, because I got some messages from people talking about, okay, thanks, I'll be on in the morning, and wait till they realize that it's over and done with. Yeah.
Right.
I so know
Michael,
that's going to happen.
I want to give a shout out. Can I give a shout out?
Absolutely.
So there was a restaurant, and we talked about this, and I gave the wrong name, so I need to fix that.
Okay.
So in New Orleans, the restaurant that I went to that I had the best service is Restaurant Revolution. And the lead waiter is called a captain, and his name is Deshaun Frazier. He is at 777 Bienville Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. If you guys ever go to New Orleans or want to go and you want the best New Orleans food that you can possibly have, go to Revolution and ask for Deshaun Frazier.
Now, what kind of food? What kind of food is it?
So I would just give you a sampling of what we had at our table. We had seafood gumbo. We had
I'm there already. I'm already. You said seafood gumbo, and that's all it takes for me. I'm there.
Oh, listen, Michael. Listen, seafood gumbo, redfish, which I love redfish, and then we had garlic linguine lobster. Oh,
wow.
My goodness, it was absolutely delicious. And then we had this delicious chocolate cake that had this chocolate cracker with gold dust sprinkled across the top. And they make Cracker Jack, you know, like in the Cracker Jack, Cracker Jack topping and encrusted in that and sprinkled it around on the plate. Absolutely delicious.
You know what we need to
do one day?
That
wasn't a healthy meal at all, but
no,
yes.
One day, and we got to get LaToya Bond to be a part of this. We're going to have everybody on the Sunday morning team is going to cook something on Sunday, and then we're going to go to each person and tell, it's going to be a surprise, and tell us what you're cooking, what you're fixing, how you're doing it, what kind of flavoring, and then show us, and then show pictures. We can share it on our shared text message to see what it looks like. We'll probably post them on. I think that'll be so exciting for
that
everybody to do
fun.
Their own. Yes, do their own dish, and then talk about it. Yeah, I think we're gonna do that. We're gonna do that this
year.
Yeah,
that will be fun. Yep. That will
so
be
we're
fun.
We're gonna work on that. All right, this has been a fun show. We got a chance to relax. You know, it was just the both of us, so we had some time. We had some time to talk today. You know, when the whole team is here, if everybody has to be limited with a certain amount of time, but we didn't have to do that today.
Right.
So. Yeah, well, anyway, I am getting ready to head on out with doing my campaigning with my candidates. I'm headed over to New Bethel, then I'm going to head over to Plymouth United, and then Word of Truth. What's your day like today, Kimberly?
Today it is family day. I am my oldest son is a little bit under the weather, so we've got to make sure that it's not COVID. So I'm doing.
You going
to
do any grilling outside or? Any grilling outside?
We actually just did that a week ago. So today, not so much. Today will just be sort of a quiet day, which is a good thing. Those rarely ever happen, so I embrace them. But
great.
Tell everyone to not forget to vote. That
yes,
your vote
Tuesday's
is
primary.
Your voice.
Gotta vote, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, thank you. Lifestyle editor. We had a very lively lifestyle show today. So it's all about lifestyle today. So appreciate you. Thank you. Have a great day today with your family. God bless you.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thanks.
God bless everyone.
Yes.
I get my check next week. Come on, man, I'll pay you back. Man, come on, let me hold some.
I'll be there at concession. I'll be there when it's finished. Like we supposed to be family and not my business.
Business.
Listen, business is business. Homie, business is business.
Is a member of the Realty. find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right.